From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. With China's premier at his side, President Bush said today the United States opposes any unilateral steps by Taiwan to obtain independence from the mainland. It was the clearest statement of U.S. policy on Taiwan of any recent U.S. president. Previous administrations have adhered to a more ambiguous policy as a way of maintaining the delicate political balance between China and the island that Beijing views as a breakaway province. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
U.S. officials say that the Bush administration had three goals for today's meeting with China's premier Wen Jiabao: to address the need for currency reform in China, to work with China on the nuclear weapons issue involving North Korea, and to defuse the growing tensions between China and Taiwan. On the Taiwan issue, President Bush gave Beijing what it wanted: a clear affirmation of U.S. commitment to a one-China policy.
We oppose any unilateral decision by either China or Taiwan to change the status quo.
Relations in the Taiwan Strait have been upset by Taiwan's president Chen Shui-bian as he campaigns for re-election. In an effort to build popular support for another term, Chen has raised the issue of Taiwanese independence. That's a red flag for Beijing, which has long warned that it would not tolerate an independent Taiwan. Today, President Bush laid the blame for the current tensions on President Chen.
The comments and actions made by the leader of Taiwan indicate that he may be willing to make decisions unilaterally that change the status quo, which we oppose.
The United States has long indicated that it would defend Taiwan from an attack by China unless Taiwan provoked an attack. Kenneth Lieberthal, a political scientist at the University of Michigan and senior director of Asian Affairs under President Clinton, says that President Bush now has raised the bar for Taiwan.
He essentially said to Taiwan, not only can you not be highly provocative by declaring independence, but we are going to oppose anything that we feel moves in that direction. Now, that's a lot more restrictive than any president has been willing to be before.
China's premier Wen Jiabao expressed appreciation for the president's blunt statement. And on the issue of the U.S. trade deficit with China, which now soars above $100 billion, he said that China understands the seriousness of the problem and will work to find solutions. But Lieberthal says the premier's comments were noteworthy for what Wen Jiabao did not say.
He failed to reiterate what is the standard part of the Chinese mantra, and that is that China reserves the right to use military force if Taiwan proceeds down a path of independence. So I think he was giving a small bouquet to the president.
After the president and Wen Jiabao talked to White House reporters, they assailed White House spokesman Scott McClellan with questions such as this at the afternoon briefing.
Well, why shouldn't people see this as the administration picking and choosing its moral clarity when it comes to foreign policy by opposing democracy here because it doesn't suit your interests in the region, especially since China is helping on North Korea?
McClellan responded that the president's statement on Taiwan simply reiterated long-standing U.S. policy. Kenneth Lieberthal says the president had good reasons to clarify U.S. intentions toward Taiwan.
I don't see what the president has done today as diminishing support for democracy. I see what he's done today as drawing a clear distinction between support for democracy and support for self-determination.
Taiwan for years has enjoyed a high degree of democracy. It has prospered under a free market economy. The only thing that could bring that to an end, Lieberthal argues, is Taiwan pushing too hard for self-determination and sparking a war in the Taiwan Strait. That is something that neither Taiwan, China, nor the United States can afford. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.